Welcome to the Soul Lounge. The Soul Lounge is now open. And here's your host, the Lady DJ.
Well, as always, I am so glad to have you here with us inside the Soul Lounge. I am the Lady DJ, and because I love you so much, I'm going to be serving up an hour of great soul, neo-soul, R&B, and hip-hop music this evening. We are going to do something a little different today. I've recently come across a lot of incredible new music from artists who are working super extra hard to get your attention. Now, these are the ones who are grinding in the small local clubs and they're pushing their music out via the internet. And I am going to do my part to help them out by featuring them in a new segment that I'm calling On the Rise. So throughout the show, I'll be giving you a little bit of this and a little bit of that, helping you populate your Neo Soul playlist because I'm all about spreading that musical love, if you will. So if we are ready, let's start with a husband and wife duo out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. They are no stranger, really, to VOA or Soul Lounge. Their most recent album, A Couple Friends, is one of those projects that you can play from the beginning to the end without wanting to skip a track. In fact, it took me forever to choose which one to share with you today, but I did. And here it is. This is Kendra the Family Soul with Here We Go inside the Soul Lounge.
Life goes by like the speed of light. It's hard to see the things we really need. Sometimes it seems like your dreams will never be real. I know how you feel. Don't you know that faith is practical? That's what makes it so wonderful. You gotta believe. Marching to the beat of a drum.
Music is the language of the soul.
His album The Forbidden Hour, that was Sam Smith with Restart inside the Soul Lounge. Now, if you've heard the album, then you already know that it is full of really heavy lyrics that reflect the pain of a man with a broken heart. And if you've been there before, then you can definitely relate. In fact, so many of his friends know exactly what it feels like that they have been reaching out to him to say thank you for being so honest and vulnerable. Sam Smith recently said in an interview that writing the songs helped him to get over his own heartbreak, and knowing that he had so much support helped him feel less lonely. By the way, Sam is now working on his follow-up album as we speak. So up next, the first of my On the Rise artists. Interestingly enough, it was a video of her covering a Sam Smith song, Stay. In fact, Stay With Me was what caught my attention, and it also caught the attention of Prince, who asked Candace Springs to perform for him at Paisley Park during a party to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Purple Rain. Now, we can expect to hear her debut EP later on this month, but here is a taste. It is called Forbidden Fruit. This is Candace Springs inside the Soul Lounge.
Closing out the touch, still a million miles away. So I camouflage the words that I can say. Why do we want moves, the things that we can have? Why do we chase rainbows? Close my eyes, I'll see you in me. That is just a dream. It can never be forbidden fruit. Why do I crave you? Why did God make you just to torture me? Forbidden fruit, I long to taste you. Wish I could escape you, but love won't set me free. Walking through the desert feels like eternity. Just one drop of you surely poison me. Why is love so cruel? Why is love a fool? Can't be the kind of girl who's cool with breaking rules. I'll close my eyes and we'll fly and free. But it's just a dream. It can never be. I could have
monster love, you be my baby daddy, the love of my life. Now who else gonna call you that? And I know you know I keep you satisfied. I missed a baby, but I've got you really making you mine. Yeah, hey, 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 your baby. Oh, it's just what you do, what you do. I'm sweating you. Got my hands on you. I need your love and I do. I've got to get my hands on you. Oh, baby. Oh, I'm dreaming about you, baby. My big papa, my monster love. You be my baby daddy, the love of my life. Now who else gonna call you that?
Unmistakable voice of Macy Gray inside the Soul Lounge. The song is called Hands On. It's from her forthcoming album titled The Way. And this is actually the third cut that we've heard from that album. And they all, each cut, have their own distinct personalities, but with a common thread, which is that kind of bluesy, soulful undertone that makes her music really a lot of fun. All right, so coming up next, we've got our second on the rise star. He was born Calvin Gary Jr., but those of us who love him and love his music call him Junie. He's been on the scene for a few years. His debut album, Acoustic Love, was released back in 2010. He said he started off just wanting to be a songwriter, but soon discovered that no one could sing his songs like he could. So he surrendered to the call, and here we are. His second album, Contrast, is available on iTunes, so you can download it there. And from that project, here is Junie. This is called For You inside the Soul Lounge. You know I waited You inside the Soul Lounge. I am the Lady DJ. Do you remember Blue Cantrell? She was a singer, pretty popular quite a few years ago. Well, recently, just going through the internet, I found a really unfortunate story about her. So we've got to send her lots of love and light because she was hospitalized after being found by police screaming in the streets that someone had poisoned her with gas. Now, according to the Independent Online, the singer was taken into custody for a psychological evaluation by officers in Santa Monica, California. This all happened at about 2 o'clock in the morning last Wednesday. Now, TMZ.com is reporting that a witness called police after they noticed her erratic behavior, and then she was taken to the hospital where she is being evaluated. So she's been out of the public eye for some time now. It's just really unfortunate that this is what got her back in. So we're going to send her lots of love, and we're going to hit you with the Blue Cantrell song featuring Sean Paul. This is Breathe inside the Soul Lounge.
Sean Paul and Blue Cantrell and remix, I go make them head swell, yo. Yo, ay, yo, boom. Yo, ay, yo, dirty. So what's that supposed to be about, baby? Girl, free up your vibe and stop acting crazy. Reminisce for all the good times daily. Why you trying to pose? I can't be acting shady. What's that supposed to be about, baby? Girl, free up your vibe and stop acting crazy. Sean Paul, I give it a good loving daily. Now you tryna pose, I can't be acting shady.
You say you love me, you say you love me, but you never there for me, yeah.
From the ambient R&B sounds of yesteryears to today's new soul experience, you are now inside the Soul Lounge.
All right, I am the Lady DJ, and we are continuing our musical exploration of soul with the hip-hop cut of the evening. Now, if you've been listening for any length of time, you know that the Roots are a favorite of ours here inside the lounge. And one of the many things that I love about the group is their willingness to expand beyond traditional hip-hop boundaries and try something new. The first time I heard this next song, this was way back in 2002 from their fifth album, I immediately looked up this guy called Cody Chestnut. Now, he reminds me a little bit of Jimi Hendrix. He's like a modern day Jimi Hendrix because his mix of like rock and soul and R&B is really inspiring, and he delivers it with so much heart, and his music is just really something great. So the next song was originally written by Cody and performed by him, then redone by The Roots. This is called C2.0 Inside the Soul Lounge.
Music is the language of the soul.
So you dance on the stage, getting your mood on. Got a way that you can make all your days so good. Got a way that you smile and you're there for a while. Yeah, same things with you that I wish I could do. And now you got me swinging to the left, swinging to the right now. Girl, I think I got it for you. Baby, you make me feel alive. Got me on the high, and I just can't get enough of you, babe. I just
sits in the moon wishing I could be home, yeah. Making you feel so good just the way that I should. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm such in the zone with her on the phone. Never knew I'd be doing this all alone. And I don't need to wait, it's for you. I never, ever do. Oh, girl, I think I got a thing for you. Yeah, when I do, yes, it's you. And that's why I love you. And I just can't get enough of you, baby. Oh, baby. On my mind and soul at the time. I just wanna hold you, baby. On my mind and soul at the time.
From Dornick, it's called On My Mind Inside the Soul Lounge, the third of our On the Rise artists. The buzz around him started last summer. So he released two singles that did really, really well on the underground neo scene. And since then, he's been working on his debut EP, which is set to drop like later on this year. He's actually working in the same studios and with the same label that Disclosure is on. So, you know, it's going to be hot. Anyway, On My Mind was just a taste of what we can expect on this new EP. And you know, that song has been calling up lots of comparisons to Michael Jackson in the Off the Wall era. Did you hear it? Certainly I did. So I'm hot. I'm excited about what's going on with Dornick. Okay, so up next, Khalees. You remember Khalees. She did take some time off of music recently to become a classically trained chef. She is also the host of a cooking show here in the U.S. and recently released an album titled, appropriately, Food. So from that project, here is one of my favorite cuts. It's called Hooch Inside the Soul Lounge.
I put my lighter in the air for you.
His name is Molly Music. The song Beautiful Inside the Soul Lounge, that is from his third album, Molly Is, which is his first major label release. And now the entire world gets to hear what those of us who have known him since he hit the scene back in 2008 already know. And that is he is incredibly talented. Now, what you might not know as well is that he started off as a gospel artist and decided that he would switch to secular music because, one, he got a major label deal, and two, because he felt that as a gospel artist, he could only go so far and he wanted to reach more people and thought secular music was the way to do that. But he is very clear, he says, that his message is still from God. So again, that's Molly Music with Beautiful. Coming up next, an artist out of the UK that fuses jazz and soul in a way that I absolutely love. And I also enjoy the fact that because she comes from two Jamaican parents and was influenced by music from the Caribbean, you can hear a bit of that in there as well. This is from her album, If You Knew Her, which remains on constant rotation in my house. This is Azara McFarlane with Her Eyes Inside the Soul Lounge.
They watch you patiently and quietly. They glance around the room unknowing. If you would only take the time, what it is you find is the strength behind them. Although they gaze into the distance, although they put up much resistance, you can look straight into her eyes. Please don't be surprised by the strength behind them. Some say that it's just a twinkle glistening in the light. I know that these precious jewels reveal all the depths of the heart. The mask up front made not revealing. The smile alone almost conceals it. If you look deep into her eyes, let them both reveal all the strength behind them.
Inside the Soul Lounge.
Friday night and the scene is bright as ever. I walk straight to the car and I'm puts her headphones on. She plays her favorite song and fades away. And when the music's on, well, she can do no wrong. And she feels safe and calm, and it's okay. And she says,
oh, body, body, oh, body, body, oh, body, oh, and walk is dirty like a song.
Yeah, she says,
oh, body, body, oh, body, body, oh, and walk is dirty like a song.
Got to shake it up.
From his album, Where Does This Door Go? That was Meyer Hawthorne with her favorite song inside the Soul Lounge. Even though he is based in Los Angeles, he is originally from a small town in Michigan called Ann Arbor, which is right up the street from where I was born, Detroit. So that's why he's got so much soul. You know, that's how they make us over in those parts. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. Before we go, I just have to share this little piece of information with you only because we celebrated Beyonce's birthday last week on the 4th, and because I missed her and Jay-Z on the Run tour. I'm hoping that maybe I'll be able to see her soon. And according to her father and former manager, Matthew Knowles, Destiny's Child may be getting back together. Now, here's the deal. He is, although no longer Beyonce's manager, he is still the manager for Destiny's Child, the group. And he said, you know, whenever you see them hanging out, doing their thing, and especially when you see them appearing on each other's songs or in each other's videos, you can pretty much bet that there's some discussion going on about a tour, a reunion, and an album. So, you remember when Michelle Williams released a song called Say Yes, and we were all very surprised that Beyonce and Kelly Rowland, who, by the way, is expecting a child, congratulations to her, came together. Well, it could be because maybe they are working on a reunion album. So, you heard it from me first. If it happens, I want you to email me, or you can hit me on Facebook, facebook.com/VOA Lady DJ and the number one, and just tell me I was right. Or you can tweet me at VOA Lady DJ. In fact, you can do that anytime. If you've got a request, if there's something you want to hear inside the Soul Lounge, let me know. Even if you just want to say hi, I'd appreciate hearing from you. All right, so taking us out, this is going to be Michelle Williams, B, as in Beyonce, and Kelly Rowland. This is Say Yes. Kind of leaving on an upbeat note, huh? Take care of yourselves and each other. Peace.